Hey now, welcome to the City Off Campus podcast with your two favorite hosts. Today, we've got Levi Lorenz back on the pod, our sports betting expert, who has some good takes, some bad takes. You decide each week. So we're going to go through this week's Super Bowl with Super Bowl predictions as well as Super Bowl bets, different prop bets and stuff like that. So Jack, Levi, what are you guys looking forward to about this Super Bowl?
Levi, guess, please.
Well, I mean, it's going to be exciting, I think. I'm not sure how it's going to play out. I see both sides. I think the Rams are a better team. But then again, I mean, I'm done betting against Joe Burrow. I'm done doing it. I can't bring myself to do it anymore. So should see some fireworks, a lot of points, I would think, but should be a good one.
I agree. No, it's impossible to sit here and say, well, yeah, the Rams have the entire better team probably in nearly every player, you know, position group, but the Bengals still win in the Joe Burrow factor. And that's going to, I think, keep them in the game for the whole game. You kind of like in the back of your mind hope Joe Burrow wins just to see it. But I personally think the Rams could win and cover. I think they could do it convincingly. And when I say that, Joe Burrow, like, he'll probably have the ball at the end of the game with a chance to win it. I just still, at the end of the day, I think this is the Rams' year. But I think we, as like a generation, are finally seeing one of those quarterbacks come in and then just take the league by its balls and just run with it. Joe Burrow's done that. Like, the guy's been untouchable. So I personally would take the Rams minus 4, 4.5, whatever. But look, it's Joe Burrow. And that's what I'll say until the game happens. Like, it's just Joe Burrow. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. Excited to watch Burrow, but I think the Rams got this one. I think, you know, I'm torn because I want to root for the Bengals so bad. But at the same time, there are guys on that Rams team where I'm like, if they won a Super Bowl, that'd be a nice thing to have on their resume, like Aaron Donald and Matthew Stafford, of course. But so that proposes one of my first questions is, who do you think wins Super Bowl MVP?
I got a value play. I'll go into that later. I think logically Stafford probably. I think if you want to kind of get a little weird, look at the defensive side. I mean, Von Miller's won one before. Those tackles for Cincinnati, they're not great. I mean, if he gets 2, 3, maybe 4 sacks and they end up, you know, closing out the Bengals on a game-clinching drive, I could see that happening again. But I'll go over another value play a little later, I guess.
My pick, and I've had it since the jump, since I knew the Rams were in it, was Aaron Donald. I don't think there's any way in hell that guy, Hall of Famer, he can't win a Super Bowl MVP, and it's 16-1 odds on DraftKings. I think that's criminal. He's a legitimate Hall of Famer, so is Von Miller, but Aaron Donald is, I think, one of the greatest players alive right now. He could eat the Bengals alive by himself, probably.
So, obviously, I thought Aaron Donald, but the pick I want to make, because if he won it, then we can play this clip forever, is I'm taking Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, Jalen Ramsey. He's at 100-1. Wow. Those are great odds, Sam.
All right.
Those are great odds. Well, what do you think he's going to do in the game to win that?
2 interceptions, 6, 7, 8 tackles, and 1 forced fumble.
That's a good stat sheet I could actually see happening. Yeah. And if they put him in the right spots and get Burrow, I mean, look, I'll say it as a Bears fan. The book is out on how to beat Burrow. He threw 3 straight interceptions against us. Rams recreate that. Who knows what could happen? Jalen Ramsey could have a day. You giggle, but I'm serious. Book's out on him. It's the Bears. Bears have shown it. You can rattle Joe Burrow. He's got to play him in Chicago in September. But either way, Jalen Ramsey's an awesome idea. I mean,
I know.
I don't think there's ever been a DB that's won it. Don't think there's ever been a DB that's won it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, the only person you could really put in the argument in recent memory I was thinking about DB-wise is Malcolm Butler because of his interception.
But yeah.
that's the only like DB you could be like, seriously, like, oh, you know, and probably the only other one in the last 20, 25 years would be Deion Sanders. That would be the only other one.
Yeah. And like, I never, yeah. I mean, we never saw it. Who the hell knows what he did in the game.
So I'm taking Jalen Ramsey here.
That's an awesome. I love that pick. So I took it upon myself today and I said, let's find the weirdest bets that I haven't seen on the books this year. One of them was a successful 2-point conversion. And I figured all the chips are down. You've got to throw a 2-point conversion in there to probably take a little momentum, a little edge. Plus 250 for a yes, minus 335 for no. I don't think you bet on that to bet no. I think that's just too good to be true for one of those games where you got nothing to lose. Let's just throw a 2-point conversion if we need to take like a 8-point lead. I could see it. And I think that is personally one of the cooler ones. I don't know if I've seen that all year. A successful 2-point conversion. That's just like a, I don't know. Seems like one of those good ones. What do you guys think? I hear fucking crickets.
I kind of found a similar one. I got Evan McPherson to hit a 50-yard field goal. He's had three in the past two games. He had one last week. I think he had two the week before. That's at a plus 140 right now. So, I mean,
I like that.
You're getting plus money. I think it's we know we can make him. He gets a chance. I mean, I think that's a good one to take.
I personally don't – I don't know – so, like, I have two final scores that I predicted, and I was like, well, how many field goals are we really, like, really going to see? Because I think the Rams' red zone defense is really good, but I also think the Bengals are explosive enough to score touchdowns without needing to get in the red zone. And so I was like, well, McPherson could definitely bang a 50-yarder, maybe one of them. And, again, this kind of goes against what I said earlier with the spread. I picked the final score of 27-24 Rams at plus 6,500. And I think that's kind of realistic. If you give the Rams two field goals, one to cement it, but one to take the lead, one to cement it, and then the Bengals, whatever they try to answer it, I could see that happening. But again, trying to pick final scores, like that's a losing game. Don't do that. I've done it a couple times. I watched the Bears game in 2019 when they played the Washington Redskins at the time. And I predicted like three of the scores and it was very close to hitting. None of them hit. And I actually lost money. It was not an ideal night for me. So do not bet on that. Another one I had, this is a nice one. Either team to score a touchdown on the opening drive. Plus money at plus 115.
Either team to score like on their opening drive or like
yep.
The very first. Oh, wow. Yeah. I like that too.
Sam, what do you think?
I'll go. I wouldn't take that. It'll be 0-0 after both drives. They both okay. Won. They both
now, won. First drive. Now I have two more that I think could maybe be interesting. Final play of the game to be a QB kneel, minus 190 yes, plus 150 no.
Man.
That's an interesting one because last year it definitely ended on a kneel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Year prior,
yeah.
I just looked at it earlier. The only ones
didn't
that
the had have the ball last drive. The game?
No, the Chiefs got it back the very end. It was 2 years ago. I can't remember. I was blacked out. I was just upset at the end last year, so I can't remember. But
I know the one that definitely didn't was Patriots Seahawks because that one ended in a fight on the
Patriots
on the one.
And Patriots Eagles it didn't end on a new.
That too. I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting. I thought about it.
I'm torn.
It's the safest play in sports. Is the QB kneel? You just give it back and just fall, like take an each stop.
My debate is if the Bengals, I'm looking at it as if the Rams won the game. If the Rams score, Bengals get the ball back. Will there be time left on the clock where the Rams could kneel? Because obviously they will, especially even being at home. They're really going to make sure they soak in the time and the moment. So I would take it. I would take it. I would take it.
I think that's just too good to be true. It's a Super Bowl. You got to assume one team's just got it in the bag. They're going to knee it out. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. A lot of value somewhere, but I like that too.
Somewhere. Yeah. The last one, again, this is like picking final scores. Either team to win by exactly 3 points plus 450.
Hedge out a little Rams 4.5 if you want there too. So I like that.
Right. I was like, that's nice. But there was a crazy one that I couldn't believe was still real. Highest passer rating was Stafford and Burrow. What do you guys think? Like, neither one, it was even. They were plus or minus 115. Both the same. What would you say with your heart right away?
I'd say Stafford just because I think the Rams defense is more capable of giving Joe Burrow some fits.
Right.
But yeah, if that's even money, I like
Stafford. But I feel like everybody's thinking that too, because I highlighted it. And I feel like Burrow could just be lights out and end up maybe not winning the game. I don't know.
Last week he was not great by any means. I mean, he's had, what does he have, 2 touchdowns his last 2 games? That was more of a, I mean, that first half, he wasn't great. Second half, he did what he had to do. But I don't know. That's a tricky one.
No, it definitely is. And, I mean, the Rams, their defense, I mean, this game, everybody's just talking about the Rams defense versus the Bengals offense.
Yeah.
I didn't look at any of the anytime touchdowns for really any of the big guys for the Bengals because I figured the Rams would do their best at neutralizing them. And one guy that just seems to always find his way onto the field and score touchdowns is Samaje Perine, who is the active NCAA rushing leader for a single game. Out of nowhere. I feel like this guy, I feel like he's going to be that one Super Bowl player that nobody like has really heard of all throughout the year. And then he just comes out and scores a touchdown plus 600. Yeah, like I'd take that. I'd take that any day. Darrell Henderson plus 500. He's another one where you could just be like, okay. I mean, they have 3 running backs they could use, but maybe him. Who knows? I don't know. I think when it goes back to the game, all I really care about, all bets aside, I just want a good game. You know, like the Bengals are such a fun team to root for and watch. They've won in so many improbable fashions this year. And the Rams, since the beginning of this year, they've been supposed to be here. And this is supposed to, I don't know, in essence, it's kind of supposed to happen. So I just want a good game. That's all I want. I don't want a little blowout. I actually don't want a defensive stalemate as much as I've raved about it on here. I wouldn't. I just want a good football game. That's all I want.
So one of the other ones I have is first and last jersey number to score a touchdown. First touchdown, last touchdown. I'm just picking players. I'm not even going off the odds.
What do you mean? Hold on. What do you like? Jersey number.
Like jersey number. Like what player? Like what numbered player will
like score over under? Touchdown.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have OBJ scoring the first touchdown. Matthew Stafford scoring the last. Running one in QB sneak.
You think they're gonna sneak it? Oh man!
Or not a QB sneak, but a QB counter. That's what I have. QB counter.
Oh,
to that point. To that point, one of my favorite plays on Sunday, it's Matt Stafford over 5.5 rushing yards, which is neutral, minus 120. He's hit this in every playoff game, and you got to think.
I take the over.
It's the Super Bowl. I mean, you're not
he's
worried about
at least
getting hurt.
25. I'm telling you right now.
You're putting your body on the line this
week.
So
you're not giving Cam Akers the ball. You're not giving Sony Michel the ball. You are giving Matthew Stafford the rock, and he is going to pound it.
For sure. So you say that, and there was it was when the Niners played the Chiefs. Mahomes had like 39 or 40 rushing yards in the fourth at that point, and his line for the over-under was 32.5. He knelt 3 times and lost the bettors all of their money. And I just pulled it up on Twitter. This guy had a $10 bet that was 867-1 odds. And all it does was he missed it because Mahomes knelt 3 times in a row. There's going to be so many of those bad beats, man. So many. One bet that I couldn't find, and I don't know when those when those lines come out. Gatorade color.
Oh, I have that.
You have them?
Yeah.
Perfect. Please enlighten me.
Orange, odds plus 130.
I'd take orange.
Lime green, yellow is all one. Plus, like, you know, lime green, lime, you know, the yellow, like the lemonade, plus 300. Clear, 175. Blue, plus 600. Red, plus 1,000. Purple, plus 1,200. I personally have blue. I think it's going to be blue.
I got yellow.
I have orange. I think it'll be orange again.
All right.
I just remember, I think I heard on Part of My Take, Sam Hubbard said they've always had orange Gatorade. And I think it was orange at the last Super Bowl. I just got a feeling they just got an excess of orange Gatorade held over that they just used throw. Sure. That's my theory. And that's probably why the odds are so low. Who knows? Maybe they know something we don't.
It's going to be blue. It's going to be blue. I'm telling you.
Depends on who wins. But
another odds. Will the national anthem run over 95 seconds, minus 120, under 90 seconds, 120?
Do we know who's singing it?
Yeah, who's singing
some
it?
Some random Grammy-winning person who none of us will ever have heard of. It's someone weird.
Mickey Guyton?
No, that's Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, man.
But I have it going over. I have it at a minute 50. Seven of the last nine have been over 2 minutes, and two have been under 2 minutes. So that's what I'm going with. I'm riding the 150.
No, it is.
I'll tell you there.
50.
Yeah, it is this Grammy. Mickey Guyton will sing the national anthem. I am shook. I am grateful. I am praise dance. Shut up. I hope she freaking screws everyone over. What was the number at?
Minus 120.
I wonder if they have to, like, clear with them, but I don't know. I feel like if I'm singing the anthem, I definitely would figure out the over-under on it. 100%. And I would start rehearsing to get it to be within a half second or a second of the line.
They should be doing rehearsals here, I would think, you know, sometime pretty soon. So maybe if you got anybody out in L.A., try to get them close to the stadium, get the sound check recorded, see what we're looking like. Because that could be a way to go.
That was one of the most exhilarating moments I've had in a bar, was watching the Super Bowl and having the anthem go on. And usually people just kind of like quiet down a little. Everyone was freaking the fuck out and trying to get her to go a little longer. I don't know who sang it for that Niner Chief one, but Levi, you might. You're a Chief fan.
I can't remember.
All right, just making sure. Either way, I just remember people were hooting and hollering for it. And that's one of the most uniting moments in sports, is everyone watching the anthem. And then in the back of my mind, casual fans go, there are those sickos that bet on this. Yeah, there's a lot of sickos out there that bet on it. And then what other ones you got, Sam?
I got coin toss, minus 105 heads, minus 105 tails. I got heads.
Tails never fails.
Yeah, fuck the coin toss. That's my call.
Wow, that's a bold take.
Head, tails doesn't matter. Usually, like, someone wins it, and then they'll defer, and then the other team makes a decision. Like, it's so semantics. I don't like it. It's dumb.
Okay,
who
do you have to get in the ball first?
I'd love to see the Bengals come out and get an opening drive touchdown, because that would shake the game up. That would be my best. Go ahead.
I saw a play on Twitter today. I haven't been able to find it on DraftKings, but it might be out there somewhere. I think it's the opening kickoff to be a touchdown or to not be a touchdown or a touchback. Yeah. Touchback, plus 140. Seven of the last nine Super Bowls, there hasn't been a touchback. Apparently, they use balls that haven't been kicked in pregames at all, so they're not, you know, broken in. They don't travel as far. But plus money on something that, you know, has a 90% hit rate over the past, like, 15 years. If you can find it, I'd take that.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of interesting that, six out of the seven have been touchbacks?
I think it was seven out of the last nine, but then also like 25 out of the last 29 or something.
Damn, nobody wants to be Devin Hester. I don't know. If I'm the returner, I'm taking every opening kick out. Easy. That's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Screw taking the safe 25, but – who knows? I think I saw it was on FanDuel. They had it at kickoff return for a touchdown was 100-1, and then you couldn't even bet against it.
I have another one. Offensive lineman to score a touchdown plus 2,200.
Mm-hmm. Sprinkle a little on that. Why the hell not?
Man, there's just so much on Sunday.
Why not? That could win you, if you put a dollar on it, that could win you a meal.
Will there be over under 6.5 minus 140? Either starting quarterback throwing under 6.5 consecutive completions.
6.5
consecutive completions.
I'll go under there.
I love the over on that.
Yeah, I was going to go over. I was going to say 7. He'll throw 7 or 8.
I could see a way where
Burrow goes on a tear. That's what I would do.
Mine was, I could see a way the Rams, or you could make that argument for Burrow, what I was going to say, but the Rams are running the ball a little, and they have the Bengals on the ropes, and Stafford's just slinging it to OBJ and Cup 2-3 in a row, 4-5-6. Shit, he could rack it up, get a quick touchdown on that drive, never throw an incompletion. I could see Burrow doing that too. That's interesting. That's going to split some people. I'd go over. Sam?
I said over because I think
– over.
Yeah. Over, under. Okay, this is passing yards. So for Burrow, 274. Passing yards minus 115, over, under.
Over.
I don't know about the yards. I like his 24.5 completions. I think it's minus 105. Ooh. You're kind of juiced down, but thinking game script, if they're going to be behind, he'll be throwing it around late. So I don't think Mixon's going to be able to do much against that D line.
No, and I have longest reception, Jamar Chase plus 360 on FanDuel. I love that. I think he's one of the better game breakers in this game, where he could easily get a 67-yard touchdown anytime.
So could Cooper Kupp, but that's why you're getting 360 there.
Exactly. Cooper Kupp was I think he was maybe like 150 or 160. His odds were not as good. Yeah.
Plus 500, Jamar Chase throws two or more catches two or more touchdowns.
Plus 500. I'm loving it. Yeah. I hate it.
I think Jalen Ramsey is going to have him a little locked up.
Yeah. Part of me, there was Tyler Boyd's receiving yards. I think it was around like 38.5 or something. I didn't put it down, but I was like, man, for someone being in the slot, like I think Burrow's just going to hit him and get some easy passes, get going if they can't run the ball.
This is a hot take prediction for Super Bowl MVP, because I was thinking about other defensive corners in this game or secondary players.
Don't do it.
Either Eli Apple or Eric Weddle.
Oh,
want to say it now?
Oh my God.
Imagine if Eli Apple was named Super Bowl? Because that is like something that happens in baseball.
Eli Apple has personally victimized me and every other Chiefs fan on this planet for the past 2 weeks. I am hoping he gets burnt on every single play this game.
All right, off Super Bowl, did he play good in that game?
He made the one good tackle right before half.
Because I remember that tackle.
Yeah, that's all it took. And for him to just – think he's the next Jalen and go crazy on Twitter for a week, but I don't know.
Fun fact about Eli Apple. Apple wasn't even his original last name. Known as Eli Woodward or Woodward.
I'm trying to
investigate that. I have no clue.
He just likes apples.
That's interesting, man. I mean, first round pick out of the Ohio State University to the Giants. It was him and Prince Mukamara for a little. Yeah. And then Prince left, became a Bear. Eli, he's danced around the NFL. He's done his fair share of time. He's another one of those DBs. There's another one that I can't think of that just goes around and stinks. Daniel Sorensen. stinks.
He's been on the Chiefs forever, though.
No, I know. I mean, this was a shot kind of at your fandom. Yeah, hurts. Yeah. He's your Chris Conte, in my opinion.
You know, yeah, that's true. He's a physical, athletic dude. You know, he can go stop the run, but you tell him to do anything in the deep secondary, man, you don't want that. You don't want him back there by himself.
Don't step back, Dan. Just go forward.
No.
You got any other ones, Sam? I like the ones you have. Yours are fun.
Yeah, they had to be fun, Jack. Come on.
Exactly.
I don't have any fun ones. Actually, I have an over-under, but it's not Super Bowl, but it's NFL related.
Okay.
Over-under Lovie Smith is the head coach of the Texans for a year and a half. One and a half. We'll do one and a half. Like one full season, half a season.
Yeah, I'll take the over.
You'll take the over? Okay. I like it. What about you, Levi? Over or under?
I think he'll last this year just like David Coley. I think they're doing the same thing. I mean, they're trying to throw somebody in there just to make him go 2-14, get another top two pick, and then they go get their guy next year.
No. They won't be able to get away with this again. No way. Well, I mean, the Browns used to. Yeah. And the Browns used to as well. That's true. I like Lovie's beard. I hope I just see him. That's why I say it.
I say Lovie's going to be the coach there for 10 years.
Jesus. No, God. I'd say like 4. I think he brings some stability for a couple draft classes. I mean, 10 years, you might be doing a problem.
The thing with Lovie that is like crazy to me that he got a head coaching gig is the fact that he couldn't even make Illinois good when he was the coach of all those kids as young Bears fans, all the in-state Illinois kids. He was the coach, and you couldn't sell them on what you're building.
Narrative. That's a bad narrative. No, Illinois sucks. Sucks in every Illinoisan's eyes. Nobody wants to go there unless
Brett's rebuilding them. Iowa man Brett, he's rebuilding them.
Brett's a good recruiter. He's had connections. Like, he's done it before with Wisconsin, yeah, but Lovie Smith had no business having any success there. He was just a good face. It looked like he was coaching the Bears again, quite frankly.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was the same color scheme too.
He didn't have any expression. He introduced the beard to everybody. He could have done worse, but he somehow backs his way into an NFL head coaching job because it's Lovie Smith. The guy he'll say the right things. And he just won't. Yeah. He'll give you the most stone cold expressions.
And I have another one. Over under 3 is Lovie. I mean, is Anthony Rizzo going to sign a 3-year contract with the Cubs and come back as a Cub?
Under, no chance. See ya. Have a nice day.
I have under, but I have 2 years, 2-year deal. Then he sails off to the sunset. Rizzo's coming back, Jack.
There's no chance. They'd go sign Correa before Rizzo.
Dude, the only person saying the Cubs aren't going to sign him is the Catman, and it's only because he loves Rizzo and doesn't want to be disappointed.
Only he's reason why he's gone, bro. Rizzo's coming back. So far gone.
Rizzo's coming back.
Nope, not a fan. Disagree with that.
And last topic, Levi, I don't know if you've been, so feel free to chime in. Jack and I went to our first wrestling meet, Iowa wrestling meet, this past weekend. I have to say it was pretty life-changing for me. I have to say it was pretty life-changing because I've never been to anything wrestling before, and I was all in. When there would be the smoke and the fire coming up before every wrestler that came out, and on the screen it's just, you know, their top 25. I was just top 25 wrestler, top 25, top 25, which is that good. But I was sitting front row, like on the mat, basically. And some of my friends were chirping the Wisconsin guys, and they started getting like really offended. It was so funny. Like, the wrestlers were on their phones while their teammates are wrestling. Okay. Iowa was standing up, locked in, watching the meet. Wisconsin's like sitting on the ground. They're texting their buddies, sending them snaps that they're at Carver. And my friends are yelling at them to get off the phone. And slowly but surely, after some peer pressure, they lowered the phones and put them under the chairs.
Oh. You guys got the wrestlers to abide by your commands? I didn't do it,
but my friends did. And then one of my friends got called fat by one of the wrestlers because he got so upset that my friend was chirping him that he lost the meet. He's like, at least I'm not fat. And he's like, check the score, buddy. He just kept roasting himself about the match.
That's a good chirp. I was excited. I had known of one of the wrestlers on Wisconsin, Austin Gomez. He went to Glenvard North, and then he went to Iowa State, and then he transferred out because he had a conk and he just wasn't in the lineup anymore. So my buddy had wrestled him a lot, and so I'd known that name. He ends up becoming like one of the most hated guys in Carver after just giving him the yapping look. And I was like, wow, this guy just doesn't give a fuck. And he was doing it into the tunnel. Mm-hmm. And then he came out and said some people were saying some scumbag shit, disavowed. I didn't say any of that. I was watching from a nice view. I didn't say anything. One guy next to me just kept yelling at whoever DeSanto was wrestling, "You're irrelevant." And that was really fun to listen to. That was a nice chirp.
The best were the chirps for the heavyweight, the 285 matchup, when Tony was just kicking ass against the guy where he didn't even put up a point against Tony. And it was just like, this guy's just getting jostled and thrown around. And everybody's watching him the entire meet, warming up, stretching, hopping, jumping around.
That guy with the long hair.
Yeah, the long hair guy. And he just shit the bed the entire meet.
I don't even know.
And he was the 11th best wrestler in the nation.
Yeah, like, I don't even know. He's got to come into that knowing he's done.
Yeah.
It's over.
But yeah, at least score a point. Like, at least score a point. I get if you can't get two, but get at least one.
It was cool to see some of the greatest Hawkeyes that have wrestled here, though, wrestle.
Did like you stay DeSanto, after when Marinelli?
Nah, I left. Fuck that traffic noise. Got out of there.
It was cool.
DeSanto, like, man, he's one of the most aggressive wrestlers in person. Like, that guy just does not stop going for ankles. He's obsessed with them. He's got a fucking edge to him. That kid's got a death stare.
It was crazy, though, to think about almost every guy that wrestled that day wasn't going to be wrestling at Carver next year.
Yeah, dude, they're going to reload this.
It's going to be young.
Actually, rebuild. It's going to be a rebuild. That's a lot of wrestlers.
It's going to be a young team.
Mm.
Levi, have you ever been to a meet?
I'm ashamed to admit I've not made it to Carver for wrestling meet yet. Ooh. I tried to make it to the Penn State one a couple weeks ago, like last minute, but you know, it turns out people don't really sell those tickets, so I wasn't able to make it to that. But I went to the like state tournament in high school a couple times just to go watch some friends, and that's coming up pretty soon. So if you guys ever have a chance, I'd highly recommend that. It's a really cool atmosphere.
Agreed. I've never been, but it's
Jack's already smiling.
No, it's good. The pageantry that goes along with it, like, it's a big fucking deal. It's really cool. No, it's what were you gonna say?
It's the most packed that Wells Fargo Arena is ever. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't get more packed than that.
Never. Not even for the Iowa Energy, not for the Iowa Wolves. Doesn't matter. And not for the Globetrotters.
Right now, Iowa wrestling is by far the best wrestling in the country. Just saying.
Yeah, no, they're the standard.
Not Pennsylvania, Iowa.
Yeah, Penn State's been good the last decade. I'll give them their flowers. They've been good. Lifetime, I was the best man. Best wrestling standards, the tallest, the best. And another thing, I still got to find that brand's Big Ten Network. Documentary.
Yeah,
Brands Brothers. Gotta watch that. Heard it's absurd. I guess I don't know if this is true, but I guess the Brands Brothers were just like forced to wrestle each other a ton, and that's why they're just like uber aggressive.
Did I not ever tell you my dad's story when he went to college here? He lived on the same floor as the Brands Brothers in Hillcrest. And they used to break down doors because they would wrestle each other in the hallway. And one day he was in his dorm room and they just, boom, go through the door. And they're in his room and they're just like fighting and jostling each other around.
Did they ever explain?
He said they were maniacs. He just said they were psychopaths in college. Like, they were absolutely maniacs.
They still are. Yeah.
They're more controlled and tame now.
Don't see any difference.
18-year-old Brands Brothers. He was like, it was crazy. I'd be like walking to class and they're just... like wrestling each other, going nuts.
I love it. Well, I hope everybody, whoever listens to these picks, takes any of them. Hope they win. Hope everybody gets disgustingly rich
at your
during
college
the Super Bowl
tuition on bet, these picks.
At the sure. rent, take out another mortgage if you have one.
Take out a couple of loans.
Couple sell loans. Your car. Sell the car. Sell your belongings. Sell the dog.
But do don't tell your parents.
Don't. We got the lock. So, Levi, can't thank you enough for coming on. Like always, guys. Not the same time, appreciate same it, place. We'll see you guys later.